Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like
to say fuck them.
Exactly. Good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. We got a lot of things going on.
I can see some of it.
Yeah, Darren's going to call in with the Fry Brothers. Hold on one second. Hey, did you get my message?
Which one?
The one that says the filmmaker Darren Carr is going to call in with the Fry Brothers.
They
have a movie, a micro movie called I Ride.
Well, I got it on my page. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they're going to be calling in at about 6:15.
Okay.
But,
which is what, 9:15 my time?
8:15
yes,
my time.
Mm-hmm.
How's your mom doing?
Yeah, not good right now. That's about all I want to touch base on with that tonight. I kind of called in to kind of perk up a little bit, so we'll
that's
skip
okay,
over
we'll
that.
Get you there.
Yeah, we'll skip over that topic for right now.
So,
that package I have, or we have for Deslin, is not going to get there in time, but you'll be able to send it to her, right?
Well, she's going to be here for a week. She comes
okay,
in
good.
Next.
Okay, yeah. I thought she was just coming in for a weekend. I thought, oh, dang it.
No, she's going to be here for a week. She's going to be here from Saturday
good.
To Sunday. So.
Good. You'll get to rub the Buddha.
Yeah.
Whoa! All right, we're going. Nothing. I'm just talking. Anyway,
no, that's why I call the belly, because I do that with my daughter. I rub hers, and I say, "Let me rub the Buddha."
That's okay. That's a loaded question around here.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that wants to get rubbed, but
Oh God. it's pouring like no tomorrow over here in my little lot of the East Coast.
Really?
We are still in the drought.
Yeah, no, we got rain and nice cool temperatures right now. It's about 70 degrees.
Hey, I wanna address something real quick.
Okay.
But with that LA calendar protest that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this clown wrote that it was a protest about 50 bike clubs. They couldn't get it right on who started it or who did what, but they're saying they gave all these people permission and fucking unlimited complimentary shit, booth space, all kinds of shit, you know. But I don't know. It's fun. It was a bunch of us joining together to protect our rights about no colors. People discriminate. And they turned it into a clusterfuck as usual. That little
prick. How did it go?
It went good. They lost money. Let me...
Has anybody heard from the guy who was running the show? Has he needed...
No, he just fucking whined in the newspaper. But let me get this one real quick.
Okay.
Hello, 605, or 650.
Hey, Phil. It's Bobby.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just checking into the show, and I guess you got somebody coming in a little bit, but brought to our attention, I think Swat and Art are on here as well, about the write-up that Jim put in on Fast Dates about the show.
Yeah. Hang on one second. 909? Okay, you don't want to answer. 909.
I didn't say notify him. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
We're here.
Okay.
How you doing, big guy?
Good. I'm going to put you on mute till the rest of them get on, okay?
Okay. All right, we just thought we'd call in and
listen. We're listening.
We're listening and just wanted to say shout-out to you, see how you guys are doing. This is Shadow and Diane.
And I'd like to say happy anniversary. Hello, 361.
Hey, it's SWAT.
How you doing?
Oh,
we Bobby are unmuted right now. I'm sorry?
I'm a little perturbed.
Uh-huh.
I will make it very brief because I don't want to spend enough shows talking about this, but very briefly, the person that Jim is referring to is what I call a traitor and a sellout to the community. The man he's speaking with about did get a lot of free vendor space. Able to do a lot of stuff there. With live the community to get them to come. Oh, no, it's okay. You know, it's all right for you. You can wear your sloth colors. You know, try to, you know, he was a liar and a traitor and a sellout and all these things. And then this year when Jim told him, look, for some reason, I guess because the overwhelming number of people he thought was going to show up, he wasn't going to give the guy all the things that he wanted, so the guy stepped out on him.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This is well after we had already started the boycott process, which was our initial thing. The guy tried to come on board with us, going, don't worry, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to Jim and fix it. And we all told him, dude, go stick it in, well, we can cut here. Go shove it up your ass. We don't want you around us. Get away from us. This isn't about you. Get that, because you make us look bad. Because I have personal history with the guy, not like that kind of personal history. I just always thought it was a piece of crap to start with. But anyway, so the guy comes along, tries to start stuff with Jim, and it makes it even worse. And so this guy that he's, and so the guy was just basically persona non grata. We had a discussion of what we would do if the guy even showed up at the protest. He was not allowed there.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim is trying to discredit this whole thing that we did by saying it was a vendetta by this piece of crap, wannabe three guys and this whole club president.
Uh-huh.
You know, and pull one little knife out on the guy and he calls the cops on you, you know? So, but that's my personal history with him.
Okay. So tell us how you really feel.
At least I'm not mentioning names in here because, you guys, I respect the show. I did on my reply online on my Facebook and in the boycott page, but I'll respect the show and not do that.
Okay.
You guys asked people not to do that last time, so.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
If he was on the line right now, I'd rip him, but he's not. But anyways, and don't need to be. That's my take on it. The rest of it, if you look at the pictures, I was cracking up because his own pictures show nobody was there. Hell.
Right.
There's nobody at the show.
Right. So he can't blame it on us. Nobody wanted to go.
And also, I want to address the allegations of intimidation and harassment. That is huge because we knew that was going to come. We had law enforcement, Phil, there, he's seen. We had law enforcement there. We were in close communication with them, saying anything we need to do, if we need to step back or, you know, anything that we did, law enforcement standing right there. And as I stated in my reply, unless he plans to file, you know, a complaint against the sheriff's department in regards to failure to protect his attendees and allowing intimidation and harassment to occur in their face, like standing there talking with us, then he's a liar.
Uh-huh.
Straight. And so that we have video documentation from the minute we started to the minute we ended, and none of it will show. So that's just me. I'm like kind of livid right now because, well, I knew a couple of allegations come out, but the one about idiot, but it's just amazing. So, but it's just a way to discredit us. It's a complete lie, and it's just an attempt to discredit what we did. So I am on a campaign to counteract that one. Maybe
cool.
I'm wrong. Maybe I should just leave it alone and let him and haw.
The one that I got pics from the event, but I don't have. I mistakenly, when I downloaded the pics, I erased the video.
Oh no! Well,
oh yeah.
I have.
I was mad.
I have a videotape. Still
okay.
Here, I got to send it up to Bobby. Bobby
right.
has all the footage, but I have, he didn't take the one tape that I have. So, you know, we have footage coming from all over the place, and I know a couple other people got footage as well. But there's, you know, it's just a simple call into the police department, the sheriff's department. We would be in jail if we, I mean, first off, you got patch holders out on the street. If we were seriously harassing or intimidating people, we'd all be in jail. They would have given us not 2 seconds of leniency.
Right.
You know, we were the unwanted anyway. We were the bad guys to start with. The guy was nice. The sheriff was nice. But we weren't buttering his bread.
No.
That show was. And that was his priority, was to protect that show. If we weren't crossing any lines and we weren't, you know, doing anything illegal, then he left us alone. He did give us a few orders of me to stop yelling on the megaphone into the event. I'm like, okay, you know. So, but we had Fran. We didn't need a megaphone.
No, we didn't.
But that's it. Like I said, I don't want to take up the whole show, but I had to vent that out. And
okay. You might want to stick around because we're going to have filmmaker Darren Carr and the Fry Brothers, and we're going to talk about that movie I Ride, and then they got a little surprise thing they're gonna spring on us tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm listening. I'm definitely listening. I planned on listening anyways. It was just this. I mean, literally just got it from Art. Thank you, Art. Love you dearly, doll. He's definitely my little eye in the sky. He can see everything. And I mean, I just literally got this minutes ago, right before the show started. So I was like, So
I got it too. I already posted it.
Yeah. So I'm listening until I got dirty practice.
Okay.
But,
all right, then what I'm
going to
do is I'm going to mute you. If you got any questions, I'll check back, okay?
I'll post them up in chat. I'm going to get off the phone, but I'll post them in chat.
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye.
Hello, 323. Hello, 323. Hello, 323.
Hey, Phil and Bill, Paul Renteria here.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
All right, I didn't hit one. I was just hanging on listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we're going to have the Fry Brothers, and then I plan on you and Rose at 7 o'clock, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very good.
And I'm gonna put you back on hold, and then when these guys come on, I'm going to mute everybody if they have questions.
Roger that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So, 909?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Not bad. Are you still in Vegas or on your way back?
We're on our way back. We're in
Hesperia
right now and just heading back. It's got heavy traffic, but had a great time.
Perfect.
Had a great time.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to mute you guys. I'll bring you back when I bring these guys on if you have any questions, okay?
All right. I just want to say out there to everybody that we know, thank you for the anniversary wishes. Diana and I, it's our 30-year anniversary today, actually. And we had a great time, and thanks for everyone, including you, for sending out those wishes.
No worries. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Talk to you in a bit. We're going to sit here and listen.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So, okay, my two co-hosts, how are you guys doing?
We're chilling, waiting on all these people being put on mute and about to see what's going on.
Yeah. No, well, them guys, they should be calling in here in about a minute or two. But,
nice.
No, this came out last year. It's called I Ride the Movie. It's a biker movie. And, well, basically, I'll let those guys tell you all about it. And if you have any questions, the Fry Brothers are also, they play a lot of biker venues. And,
okay.
They're pretty good. I like their music. Bill likes their music.
he's grandpa.
Bill is awesome. You know, gotta respect Bill. Bill is just, you know.
Oh, please. Are you stroking him again? He ain't even here.
I'm sorry, man. You know, he's got a way with words. He just does. No.
You just got a thing for all the white-haired guys. I know.
Well, I ain't no
spring
chicken.
Yeah, they're so special.
I ain't no spring chicken at all. But, shit, no, Bill's all right, man.
Oh, they both are. I just like them when they pick on each other. It's funny.
Oh, it's great.
I love you, too.
Because Bill,
yeah, we love you more.
Bill God, that's a tongue twister. Bill trips up Phil every single shot. And I don't know, Phil, if you were like raised like I was, you know, you respect people that are a little bit older than you are or whatever, but it's great because he's like the only person that legitimately can make you like stand down.
I know.
So, you know, on that note, he's pretty amazing.
So, yeah, I'm just, I had a good day up at, we had the Paralyzed Vets run. You guys will enjoy this.
How did that go?
Everything went good till the sergeant showed up and Bill, I was trying to get Bill's attention and I'm waving, you know, I'm pointing and waving and making like a chevron thing on my arm and stuff. And finally he looked over and he saw him, so he called him up to the stage. And he said, how do you feel about talking on a microphone? And the guy said, well, I really don't have a problem. Bill said, all right, here, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
That is great. You should find out if anybody's got that filmed. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, and then basically the guy was there to shut us down, but when he realized what it was and what was going on, and we only had like an hour and a half left, he said, I'll stay on the other end of town. I'll let him know, and I'll be down on the other end of town for a few hours. And then by the time he came back, everything was gone. So it was pretty good. Just somebody complained about the music as usual.
Hey, you always got one rotten apple in the bunch, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it was a disgruntled person that was involved in it. You know how that goes.
Yes.
And then I went with Bernie. I took Bernie and Seth with me up to Espinosa Leathers, and I ran into Paul and his wife. And man, she makes some great burritos, man.
Wait a minute. They got her to cook for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Shut.
I wasn't the only one she cooked for, but yes.
Now that would be amazing because it's authentic. It's homemade. Oh, okay.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, there's only a few places here in Chicago that are authentic. Oh,
no.
My God. And you could just eat meat.
Oh, no. You want authentic, you got to come out to the coast.
Well, you know, you've been here.
Why do you guys put guacamole on everything? What's up with the guacamole and avocado stuff?
Well, no, guacamole and avocados, oh, my God, avocados are good.
Look, I'm willing to try just about anything, but I will not put snot on my meal, and that's what that reminds me of. I'm sorry.
No, actually, there's a way you can do guacamole and just eat it, you know. And I'm telling you, if you didn't know what it was, you'd have no idea, but you like it.
Okay, so let me get
Sorry.
Back to this. So
okay.
I met the father and the sons. They have a nice little shop. People strolled in and strolled out all the whole time I was there. It was very, very family-friendly atmosphere. I felt like a king. It was great. They treated me with the utmost respect. Everything was good.
As Bill would say, is your head getting any more bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Seriously.
Thanks, Stacy. No, I mean, it sounds like it was just they welcomed you into their family. You know what
Correct.
I mean?
Correct.
And he didn't even mail us a nibble. What's up with that?
I know, right?
Hey, but when that lady said burritos, they were gone like that.
No kidding. Nice.
No.
Oh.
Anything homemade? You're gone in a snap of a finger.
I found them on Facebook and
Yeah,
sent them a little message that, you know, I was one of the people that they talked to when they called the Phil and Bill show, and they sent me a nice little message back. But it was great to put, you know, because it's a picture of all of them, and it's great to see a face with a name, et cetera, so you kind of, like, know who you're talking to.
It's also great to see one guy that never smiles smiling, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was, like, almost off the chair. I'm like, wow, his face didn't click.
Let me tell you, they got me to smile a lot that day. There's a lot of.
But you know what? It's how they are as people, you know. And I mean, they're just so hearted. I mean, how can you not smile? It would be like, I don't know, like being a kid in a five and dime store getting penny candy. You know what I mean? You can't help but smile when you're around good people.
No, and I had a little powwow with them and explained to them how they could do things and get it to where everything will be okay with the next time they do a function, as opposed
right.
to the city waiting until 5:45 on a Friday night to bust their balls.
Oh, I know, because that was a hogwash event, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like astounded when I saw them, like. What happened? How unbelievable.
Well, somebody somewhere got, as usual, politics kills everything. But we're on the offensive now. I explained to those guys how to do it like Bill and I do it, and they should have no problems. And I also, we got a couple of ins to help them out, so they know they need to.
Well, from what I saw in the pictures, their place looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice shot. Nice, you know, I've seen those pictures too. Nice, you know.
The door, you walk in the door, and the first thing after hello is, would you like something to drink? A water? I got a funny story about that too, but a water, soda, beer, whatever was cold, it was given to you. But, When Gilbert Sr. asked me if I wanted a soda, I said, yeah, I'll take a Pepsi. And he said, no, we just have Coke. So he went in the back and he took a little sticky, wrapped a napkin around the can, put the sticky on it and wrote Pepsi and brought it out to me.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
You know,
yeah.
Art just made a good point here. Like the old saying goes, men have two moods, hungry and horny. So if he doesn't have a heart on, make him a sandwich.
Oh, my God, man. When
I just love Art the Pieces.
Like, holy Moses. Wow.
I just love Art the Pieces.
Well, it was all a good day.
Art.
Right up there was good. The ride, the company was great. And it's a good memory for me.
Well, no, I mean, you were blessed to be able to be there, to be there in person, you know, personable with everyone and be just, you know, brought in, like, if you were in with the family, you know, it is a blessing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a feeling.
And it's being left. Wait a minute.
Let me get this caller. 760. 760.
Yeah, hi, this is Darren from Water Buffalo Pictures.
Hi, Darren, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Not bad, this is Philip. Bill couldn't join us tonight, he has some stuff to do with his wife, but take her to the doctor. So right now, my two substitute co-hosts are with us, Nora out of Chicago and Stacy out of Boston. And
okay, great.
Hey, this is Darren Carr.
Hey,
hi, Darren.
What's going on?
How you guys doing?
We're fine.
We're doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Just been busy trying to just getting everything going to promote iRide, but it's releasing tomorrow. So I wanted to make sure I get on the air and see if Harry and Steve Shapiro will get on the air as well. You know, hopefully they remind me.
Yeah, they haven't called in yet, but.
Right.
So I didn't make the premiere. My partner made the premiere, and he said it was great. I had something come up in a personal issue I had to go take care of, but I saw
sure.
I was given a copy of everything, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks. I hope this film will reach, the community, and hopefully they could watch it and enjoy this film as well, it's a
great
story.
Is it
going to
be released nationally or locally?
Actually, I'm releasing it through a partner for Dell online on my website through a VOD platform.
Uh-huh.
It gives anybody a chance to go in and watch it. So that's what we're releasing it on. It's going to be on a VOD platform, kind of like Netflix. Example, you can watch it on your computer and on iPad, iPod, stuff like that, or iPhones. And, that way it connects to more of the world than just in America, So I've been
right.
working hard with my partners on this VOD platform to have a
uh-huh.
chance to spread this film to biker community worldwide.
Are you going to be entering the film in any type of, like, independent film festivals, things like that?
No, we're not entering the film. The films already have a distribution deal. This is just another platform that I'm working on to share my content, since the film is such a niche market, it already has a distribution deal. Film festival rejects. Films that's already had the distribution outlet, So, and I felt like, film festivals is, it's a place where you go there and try to find distributors to distribute your films, So,
uh-huh.
in this case, it's different because, we are distributed by one of the well respected distributors out of New York, Film Buff. And so that disqualifies us from, taking it to any festivals,
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put your, links up in the chat room right now. But how did you come up with the get on, hold tight and shut up?
Well, it's just, it's a song that's written by the Fry Brothers. And I felt like, it's just a great tagline because that's what they kind of live by, when I first met them 7 years ago at Sturgis, and I've never been to Sturgis before, and so I was introduced to the Fry Brothers through a friend, and I just thought their story is amazing and the culture is vibrant, and so. Basically the title of the song, I Ride, and since they got another tagline that I thought of made a good tagline, so I kind of used both of their songs as a title and a tagline for the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I just put that out there with the Water Buffalo Pictures for the Facebook link. And then, so whoever, how does anybody, or... people can go, and how did they win this trip for two to Thailand?
Has Patrick logged in to call you yet? He's the guy that runs the campaign, and he would explain to you more in depth than I can because he's the man behind the whole campaign. So he's supposed
him.
To call you on.
He's not here yet.
Yeah,
he's not here yet, Darren.
I'll call him real quick and tell him to call in.
Okay. If you want, I can put you on mute while you do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute. So, ladies, basically what this is you can go online and that link in the chat room, and you can register to win a trip for two to Thailand to Barupa Bike Week 2013 and a chance to win some Harley Davidson apparel and helmets. So they're gonna have more info in a few weeks, it says. But this is from the 24th of July. So they're gonna have more stuff here going.
cool beans.
Yeah. So, the thing that I wish Bill was here, because he wanted to ask some questions and stuff. But I didn't get a chance to get the questions from him. But we'll bring these guys back on. I think we got them right now. Let me see. Hello, 415.
Yes, hello, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad.
What's going on?
Not much. We're waiting for a couple of callers. We've got Duren on the line. He's making a call right now.
Okay.
And then what was your call about tonight?
I wanted to explain about the campaign that we are doing for iRide.
Okay, perfect. Let me unmute Duren and you're both unmuted right now, so go ahead, Patrick.
Do you want me to explain how our campaign is running?
Sure.
Hello?
Because
yes.
Right now you're on in 38 countries, and we got people listening from all over. So I'm sure the links are up in the chat room, and you're on my daily blog, which just for the month of July got 1 million hits. So everybody's listening and reading. So go for it.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds great. Yeah. So we're doing a campaign for the movie iRide. Because we wanted to do something new and something exciting, something that is fun for our fans out there. So we teamed up with our friend Brand Bouquet, that are actually from Hungary, and they provide us a platform which basically lets us share content that is related to the movie. So it's all about the biker culture. And people can join, and it's basically like a game. Whoever joins and shares the most, the quickest, will have the chance for great prizes, such as a VIP trip to Thailand and access to the Gurapa Bike Week 2013, VIP tickets to the Fry Brothers Band anniversary party, tickets to the concert, new apparel from Harley Davidson, signed iRide soundtracks, and so on. And how the campaign works is you go to our website, waterbuffalopics.com. There's a link that brings you directly to the campaign platform where you sign up. You basically log in with your Facebook account.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a big green button that says join this challenge now. This will basically bring you into the campaign. And then you have another chance to share your participation with your friends. And they will see that you joined the challenge on Facebook. And so everybody can go there as well. And we have we give 1,000 people a chance to participate. So it's actually a great chance. There will only be 1,000 people involved. And one out of these 1,000 people will win the trip to Thailand and many other great prizes. And the cool thing about it is it's not just about the chance. It's about whoever, whoever's involved the most, whoever shares and joins the campaign and shares it with a friend has the biggest chance to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically if I get a million hits last month just because of July 31st, I'm sure I can get a few votes.
Sure. So basically once you signed up, you will receive an email when the campaign starts. The campaign only starts when all the people signed up. We have to reach 1,000 people. When they all signed up, the campaign starts the following day. And
okay.
Then every day you will receive an email, and there's one content from an iRide-related content that needs to be shared, such as our trailer or other exciting exclusive content about the movie and our partners like the Fright Brothers,
uh-huh.
Music from Willie Nelson, information about Sturgis, and other interesting stuff about the biker culture. Then every day you receive an email, and whoever shares it the quickest and to the most friends receives the most points and wins the trip to Thailand after the campaign ends.
Perfect. So they can get
sounds
to that
like
off
a good deal.
Yeah, they can get to that off of the Facebook page, correct?
Yes. You can either go to www.waterbuffalopeaks.com. And there's a big button that says to win a trip to Thailand and more, join our campaign. So you
okay.
just click campaign, and it links you directly to the campaign platform. And there's a big green button that you just click and join that signs you up through Facebook, and then you're basically in the campaign.
Perfect.
And if you're on there, button to join, sign up through Facebook, click again that you join, and then you have another blue button that says share with your friends. That will enable you to show that you participated. It goes directly to your Facebook page, so all your other friends can join as well. And you could also go through Facebook if you search us on Facebook at waterbuffalopeaks.com or Water Buffalo Pictures. You find our Facebook page, and there's also there's also
the link
a button that links you directly there.
That's the link I put up for you in the chat room right now.
Oh, awesome.
Perfect. And then, and what I'd like to do is if the ladies have any questions or anybody has any questions for you, I'm going to mute them now, and they can ask their questions. Nora, do you have any questions?
Yes, I'd like to find out more about the movie. Where was the film at?
Well, the movie's it's filmed all over. It's, you know, but we started at the Fry Brothers anniversary, and then we filmed at the Ribs Bad Ride and Easy Rider, but it all ended up it ends at Sturgis, you know. So it's a journey film, and you know, we felt, you know, when I first started 6 years ago, I just went on the road with the Fry Brothers and just tried to film everything. But you know, since filmmaking, you know, people expansion time only allows us to tell a certain story, so we're able to only put maybe 3-4 locations on there, and so that's it's basically filmed about everywhere in America, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about the show, so I apologize. I was just, you know, was just told about it this evening. So, did you work on this long?
I don't know about the show either. I just found out like last week, and you know, I heard it's a raw show, and you know, I think it's really cool. You know, just raw.
Well, basically, we're one of a few left in the United States where we have no 7-second delay. We have I have no sponsors, so I don't have to listen to anybody tell me what to do. Basically, we run our show the way we want, and we bring people in that we feel that need to get something out. And we give them the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And you know, going back to the film, it's a raw film, but it does also educate people about the biker culture. You know, I mean, there's always a stereotype of biker culture. I think this really explained the other side of the biker culture. But you know, that everyone appreciate. You know, when they went to the premiere at Santa Monica, I got a lot of good compliment from both sides of the fence, you know, like the biker community and the other community. So,
right,
you know,
you had some heavy hitters there too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we had some heavy hitters, and I think we made LAPD nervous over there too. You know, they didn't expect 600 bikers to show up to support I Ride. So it was a great night, and you know, and I, you know, Sonny showed up, and just everybody showed up to support. I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing night, and it made that 6 years of hard work worth it. You know, for them to come on board to support it. You know,
absolutely. And I have somebody else that has a few questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute them right now. Hello, Shadow.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Turn down the sound in the background, please.
I'm sorry, what?
Turn down the sound in the background so we don't have any reverb.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anna and I, we had the opportunity to go to the iRide premiere, and I'll tell you what, it was amazing. Not only the show, but the amount of people that were there, as you guys have indicated from the different clubs, and all of these different organization clubs came together and had a great time together. And it not only showed what a great movie it was, but what a or movie documentary, but also that everybody came together and enjoyed a great evening and enjoyed each other as well. And Darren, you put together a fantastic documentary of the motorcycle world, and we're excited to see hopefully in the future more of this. And I just wanted to say congratulations on the show.
Thanks.
Documentary.
Thanks. I'll pay you later, okay?
Yeah, really. I was gonna ask.
No, honestly, you guys, and so many of your listeners haven't had the opportunity to see it, and they need to through the avenues that are presented here to see the movie and to watch it and to enjoy not only the music but the documentary about what we do and the life we live out here as bikers. And I just think it was a great way to do that, Darren. Our hats are off to you and also the Fry brothers and everyone else. So anyways, that's all I have to say, and I'll let you guys go back to what you're doing.
Thanks. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, you guys have a great evening.
You too.
It was great. It was amazing. And now I'm excited about, you know, partnering with Bramble Cat and for Della to give me an opportunity to just share it with you guys, share it with all the biker community out there by creating this VOD platform that, you know. So I'm really excited to share this film with everybody, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stacey, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question containing the contest. I know you said you have to reach 1,000 people before you're actually able to do the contest, and that would entail networking, which is Facebook, and getting more people to view the site and be able to watch the movie. But the question I have is, after you reach the 1,000 people, the people who have partaken in sending out, you know, hundreds of emails or whatever it may be, is it like a one-time deal? Everybody's entered into the drawing one time, or does it go on the basis of, you know, you get 50 people, so you get two shots to go in the drawing? Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
I tried to answer that. So I think what you're saying is once the sign-up period is over and we reach the 1,000 people, if it's basically closed, and then whoever shares can win it, but other people can't. Is that what you were asking?
No, I'm asking if when it reaches the 1,000-person point, you have all the people in play who have helped extend this movie out there where it needs, you know, to go for more people to view it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm asking is, let's say I got 200 people to view the movie and Nora got 100 people to view the movie. Would I get more than one chance to be entered into this drawing, or everybody just has a one chance deal?
Oh, no, every account, so basically every person who has one Facebook account has one chance. And
okay,
we have 14 pieces of content that can be shared. So, for example, if you go to our website and would sign up to the campaign through that button and you sign up, you get 100 points right away when sharing it on your Facebook account. So that's actually the first time you can make points. And then with every account, you receive an email after the campaign starts. And whoever is the quickest and shares it with the most friends get the most points. And after these 14, about 7 days, it's about 2 content a day, whoever has the most points wins the trip. But to answer your question, everybody is only entered once.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. No, like, because I understood how that went. I already signed up for mine and got the 100 points. So as soon as I post it on other people's walls and then they sign in, or in, get it as well, and they send it out, it's going in a big advertisement chain here, is what he wants to see.
Yeah, it's basically spreading the word. And also a cool note on the site is everybody who joins here today and through the next 7 to 10 days until we reach the 1,000 participants, everybody will win something at the end. Everybody will get at least access to our extensive material and see outtakes from the movie nobody else has seen before. So actually everybody who's joined wins, but only one gets the grand prize to go to get the VIP trip to Thailand and actually go to Purapo with the Fried Brothers.
Right. Now, did you say, if you don't mind me asking, the movie is only available online or?
Yes, the movie is available now. So if you go to our website at waterbuffalopics.com.
Right, I'm already
that's a big button. You can say watch I right now, and you could go online and watch it directly. You would sign up with PayPal, and you can see the movie and enjoy it for the next 3 days.
Wonderful. And how much is the fee for that?
It's $3.99 for a 3 day period. You can watch it as often as you want, and please, if you see it and you like us, give us a good review, either on our Facebook site or on IMDb. We would really appreciate that.
Oh, not a problem. Once we're done with the show, I'll go watch it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And what I'm going to do is I'll post that link again for you guys. This is rolling along. So basically anybody can go watch it. They can get it for 3 days just like they would with movie off of on demand or Netflix.
Yeah, it's video on demand. It's our own video on demand platform that is directly linked from our website.
Okay. Let me see if this other person has some questions. Paul, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any questions for Darren or Patrick?
Darren, congratulations on your film. I'm an actor here in L.A., and I looked you up on IMDb. I know this film took several years to make. When was the actual release?
We just released it today. It's the release date, you know. We had a premiere a year ago, but, you know, it's... Yeah, it takes a long time to get the film out, you know, with distributors and everything. it's actually, the release date is tomorrow, August 1st, but, you know, but, yeah, we're releasing it, right, Patrick, a day early for, on our platform.
Okay, I'm looking at IMDb right now. It says 2008. Just a friendly suggestion to create more. I changed that date.
That IMDb, you know, it's I went on there and tried to whatever, and I don't know how to fix it. I mean, I don't really go on IMDb, so the date there's not correct.
Are you on IMDb Pro at all?
No, I don't. I was messing with it with IMDb, you know, when I was working on the movie. You know, and I ride and didn't know how to work it. So it's, you know, like, I think that's back in 2008. You know, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't go on.
Here's what I can do, Paul. If you're privy to that information, I can exchange the phone numbers, and maybe you could help them out with that since I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's basically the Hollywood acting Bible, let's say, about movies, actors, production companies, releases, all that kind of good stuff. And just friendly advice that a 2012 date would give it some more heat as opposed to 2008.
I'll try to change it, but I don't think it will since I'm not the producer. I'll try to see what I could
get somebody on it. I just, like I said, I don't follow IMDb. I know it's a film. Everybody goes to IMDb, but.
Well, what I'll do, Paul, if you don't mind, is or you don't mind, Darren, I'll send you guys. I'll call you guys and give each other's phone number, and then you guys can hook up and see if you can fix that.
Okay, Darren, do you live in L.A. or do you live back east?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. What kind of camera did you use for this, or did you use several?
Oh, we used the first camera that was made back in 2006. It's a Panasonic 100A, the first camera that allow you to shoot in 24p. So that's the camera we used to shoot the whole film. We used 5-6 cameras.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, Phil, I work in front of the camera, not behind it, but I understand, like, a lot of the action movies or James Bond, they'd film them in 24, I guess, what, FP, what is it, scenes per second, or I don't even know the terminology, but basically they're able to slow stuff down and make it looks faster, I guess.
Okay.
But that's a whole other class.
Right.
Did you do your own editing, Darren?
No, I have a whole team up there, and Al. I mean, you know, my editor is amazing. He's he's been in the business for years and worked, you know, with Lucas and Coppola and everybody, you know. So so I was lucky to have a good team with me to not only shoot the movie but to cut and, you know, do post at, you know.
All right. I believe you had a screening in West L.A. Was that last fall?
It was in the spring. It was May 2012.
Oh, it was? Okay. I had gone to New Mexico, and Pete Elba invites me to different events, and that one I didn't make, but I recall it being here in town. I regret not seeing it, but we'll be able to see it online. Is that correct?
Yep, you could log on right now and watch it.
Okay, and I know you've given up Water Buffalo Pictures and IMDb. What's the site to watch it?
WaterBuffaloPix.com, www.waterbuffalopix.com.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I'll be checking it out.
Great.
After our call.
Great. Thank you.
Do you write yourself, Darren?
Not too much anymore. You know, I spend more time making movies, you know, so, but I do want to get back onto it, writing more, not now.
You know, I see so many people riding with their own cameras on top of their helmet. Did you do any of that in your production?
No, I didn't. We used different cameras, you know, for it. So back then the GoPros wasn't available for us. You know?
Oh, okay.
So we had to really actually do the hard stuff, like, you know, mounting the cameras on the motorcycle, different three, four,
it's
five
actually,
different
if
ways.
You go to the website, one of the pictures that comes up is one of the Fried brothers on his bike, and in front you have a big camera facing him, so he's riding with the camera mounted on the bike. So if you go online, it's the fourth picture that comes up on our main page. It's an impressive picture, so check it out.
That'd be waterbuffalopix.com, correct?
Yeah, pix like in PICS.com.
Oh, PICX?
No, S.
PIX.
Yeah, water, buffalo, and then P is in Paul, I is in India, C is in cat, and S is in Sam.
Paul, I'll send you the link, Paul.
Okay, very good.
And we have another caller from 323. Hello, 323. 867.
367? Did you want to talk or just listen? So basically, movie comes out on online today, and for $3.99 you can get it for 3 days. You can go to the Facebook page and check everything out. You can enter in the contest. Patrick, can you give everybody the info one more time, please?
Yes. So one of the easiest steps is where you see everything is you just put in www.waterbuffalopics, as in short for pictures.com, and then on the left side you have a button to watch the movie. Above it you have a button that says campaign. It takes you directly to the campaign. Or at the bottom of the page, you have a link to our Facebook page. On Facebook, you find it at Water Buffalo Pictures, and it has a lot of exclusive material, content. You can share it with your friends. You can see some takeouts, the trailer, pictures from the Fry Brothers, and production stills, and a lot of different things. It's very interesting. And everybody who saw the movie, please give us a good note on Facebook and share it with your friends to spread the word.
Perfect. And basically, you're on the blog. If you give me a second, I was going to load that up and see how we're doing with that. Let me get to this real quick. Now we're in... today with this thing. We have an audience of Australia, Russia, Germany, France, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, Ukraine, Germany, the Czech Republic, Finland, Bahrain, and New Zealand. India,
awesome.
France, we're all over, basically Poland, Taiwan, we have the United Kingdom, we're all over the place tonight, which is good.
Sounds great.
Brazil, Denmark, so what I'm going to do is, I've got this up, it's on the 24th, what I'm going to do is I'll bring it up again for today, and I'll post it for the next couple of days. For you guys, we have another caller. Hold on 1 second. 323. Did you have any questions for Darren or Patrick?
No, I'm good. I'm just listening. I don't know why I keep buzzing you guys by accident. I'm assuming. I don't know.
She might be texting like I was, and if you hit one, I guess you bounce into the queue.
Oh, no worries.
You know what? That's it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Nine oh nine.
I believe that's Rose coming online.
909.
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Rose,
how
I'm
gonna
you? Ask you to hold on for a little bit. Let me wrap this up with these guys, and I'll be right back to you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
I'll introduce you, Rose.
So, Darren and Patrick, what I'd like to do is, if you guys are available Thursday. And my partner will be here. His wife has diabetes and MS, and he had to take her to the doctor tonight, so he's not here with us. Tuesdays is his doctor day with her. So if you guys could call in Thursday around the same time, that would be great, and we'll put this out again on Thursday.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great, because that way I could get the Harry Fried on, and Steve Shapiro on for Thursday.
Perfect. That'll work.
Great.
And
great.
I thank you guys in, and if anybody has any questions before they go.
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you, so if I want to share this on our Facebook site, what's you guys have, what's the domains for your blog?
It's the blog is bikersofamerica/ I'll put it in the chat room, but it's bikersofamerica/blogspot.com, or you could just Google my name. which is Philip Hennigan, and it'll come up on there. You'll either get the first one should be the radio show, which is Bikers of America, blogtalkradio.com. All these shows are archived. You can listen to them for free. They go up about an hour after the show ends if you want to listen to it after that, or you could wait till the next day and then bring it up and bring it up just by going to that link.
Okay, awesome.
But it's Bikers of America at blogtalkradio.com. And
okay,
the daily blog is Bikers of America, Know Your Rights. It's at Bikers of America at blogspot.com.
Okay.
And then if you get to the Blogspot page, you can go into contacting there. Or if you get a hold of Pete, if you have a pen, I'll give you my email address right now, and then you guys can email me.
Sure.
But it's strokerz383@gmail.com.
Okay.
And if you guys send me an email, I'll send you all the links.
Great, thanks.
And then, like I said, you're pretty welcome to come back on Thursday about the same time. Would be great. And you'll make Bill's day. He had a lot of questions, but the problem is I'd rather he ask his questions than me ask them for him and try and have to repeat it again.
No, that'd be great. We'll get back on there Thursday for sure.
All right, perfect. I appreciate that you guys calling in. And you're more than welcome anytime. And if you want to check in from time to time in the next couple weeks or so and let us know how things are going, I'd appreciate that also.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
You're welcome.
Hey, Darren, you're a filmmaker. You might want to listen to our next story with my friend Rose Raines after I introduce her, after I ramble on for a couple minutes. But she's a real interesting story.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you guys don't have to hang up. You're more than welcome to stick around. But I want to get to this other segment because I promised Rose that we would talk about her story tonight.
Okay. Sure. No problem.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking. Take care.
Hey, guys. Hello, Rose.
Phil,
hello,
if you
how
don't
are
mind,
you?
I'd like to say a few things before Rose goes on. And that
yeah,
way
I just wanted to say hello to Rose and let her know that we have Darren's on the line, Stacy's on the line, Nora's on the line. We will have a few more callers in the queue here pretty soon, but go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Phil, first of all, I want to thank you and Bill for inviting me to that Cal Diego Paralyzed Veterans Run last Saturday. It's an honor for me. I would have liked to have seen a bigger turnout, but it doesn't matter. We were there, and so you keep me posted on the next ones. I can't make them all, but I'm going to certainly try. I want to give a shout-out to all the vets. Thank you very much. And, Phil, thank you for coming to Espinosa's on Sunday. We had a great time. My wifey, Cha-Cha-Cha, says hello. She's glad you liked her burritos.
Well, absolutely.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. She's got to mail some of them things out to the East Coast. That's not fair.
Yeah, and to Chicago, too. we'll pay her.
we're feeling rejection on the love department here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. You'll have to wait till Thursday when Dr. Love shows up, and he holds the complaint department.
I know.
We're jealous that Phil got all that good hearty food and like warm brotherly love, and we only get to sit and listen about the crumbs he left behind.
I know. Or we get
trust
to
me, those
pictures.
Were so good, no crumbs were left behind. If anybody was looking, they probably caught me licking the oil.
You know, Phil invited us to this run, and my wife and I rode from L.A. to Oceanside, and reminded me of a story of a person I met back in 2001. I was at a hog meeting, and Randy Twills of Quick Throttle rode up in the rain by herself from Oceanside to L.A. So I sat back, you know, those 11 years. I go, if she could do it, I can do it. So coincidentally, I go to Kennedy's Custom Cycles, and Phil introduces me to Randy Twills, who I haven't seen in, you know, 11 years. So that was kind of cosmic and the biker world and synchronicity there.
Yeah, and for once, I'm not going to end up on the cutting room floor because I'm standing next to you in the picture.
Anyways, in line with that, just one last reminder, Rosarito Beach Run this Saturday, August 4th, and Rosarito leaving from Sweetwater Harley-Davidson. And you can go to rollingdeep4charities.com if you want to still get tickets or go down to Sweetwater. Kennedy's got some flyers.
Yes, he does.
But
they're also on the blog.
And thank you for that. So I'll quit talking. I want to bring on a friend of mine who really inspired me, Rose Raines. And for Darren, her story is so incredible. I met her about 10 years ago also. No, I take it back. I did meet her 10 years ago, and she got her own bike in 2003, I think, but she'll tell you about it. But basically, she rode, and then she had a liver transplant, and her bike sat for a couple years, and she's back on it again, and I'm so happy for her. And she's got a message to everyone out there for transplants and donor activities. So with that, Rose, I'd like to introduce you. Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name is Rose, and I want to give a shout-out to all the lady riders out there and to anybody that's in a situation that, you know, the health situation can make life very difficult. I started riding back in 2003. I wanted an outlet to make new friends, have new things to do, and just enjoy my life in general. And unfortunately, it went bad. I became ill about 2 years ago, discovered that I had cirrhosis of the liver. Yeah, I was a little party girl, like to have a good time, go out and drink and hang out with people and just be social. And unfortunately, I became ill. And as Paul mentioned, I wasn't able to ride for a couple of years. From my lifestyle of attending all these bike events, going dancing, going to blues events, just hanging out with a lot of my riding friends. And it is a great community out there. Riding a motorcycle is like the best thing in the whole world. But anyway, I eventually did get my transplant. That happened back in December on the 22nd. And ever since then, I'm just enjoying my life. Receiving that donation of that new liver, I was on a oxygen. That was my new best friend. I carried it around everywhere I went. I also slept with oxygen on all night, so I was like 24/7. I was tired all the time, very fatigued. And I just want to, first of all, to give encouragement to anybody that's waiting on the list, to encourage others, those of you that are still healthy today and enjoying your lifestyle. You know, it's really important. It's a very important cause to become a donor. There is a website that would give you a lot of information, and also so that if you wish, you can sign up to be a donor. I mean, the way I look at it, you can't take it with you, and at least you'll be able to save a life just as it has the impact on me, and I'll be forever grateful. But it was riding has been just wonderful. I bought my bike back in 2003. I ride a Heritage Softail Classic, and her license plate is Pride and Joy, and she is. And I'm just having a great time. And so all you ladies that are out there, I hope you never give up. Enjoy the ride. It's difficult. It's not easy. It is a man's world, but, you know, I think we're in it too. So just hang in
there.
You
know, I'm going to have to get you one of them stickers that says, "Ride a Big Daddy, you'll never walk the same again."
Yeah, I've heard that. But anyway, thanks again, Phil, for inviting me. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to send the good word out, because, you know, everybody needs help of some type, and being a donor is the best gift you can give anybody. So, like, once again, I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you, Paul, for giving me the hookup, my pal. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Phil, and to everyone out there, I was contacted for a commercial looking for some bikers, some tough bikers. Rose answered the ad, and she ended up in a Lucas television commercial.
Perfect.
Rose, do you have any particular websites that anyone can go to?
Oh, yes. The one that seems to have a lot of information, or I guess the best information, is organdonor.gov. It gives a full explanation of what you need to do to sign up to be on the list for to be a donor. It also gives you all the information about what the process is, how they harvest organs for people that need a transplant, and the whole information is there. And it's very informative, and if you have any questions, that's probably the best place that you can go to get the information that you need.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Rose. right now you're telling everybody in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Bahrain, Finland, the Czech Republic, Germany, the Ukraine, let me switch pages here, India, Indonesia, Russia, France, the United Kingdom, Germany, New Zealand, Italy, Spain, Taiwan, Poland, France, Denmark, and Brazil.
Wow, that's totally awesome. Totally awesome. And it's a good message to send. It really is. And I'm forever grateful, and I'm having a good time. And as long as I can ride, I'm going to keep on going.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Phil.
You're welcome. Does anybody have any questions for Rose?
I'm an organ donor on my license.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't become one. Otherwise, I'd have no problem. I lost my family to cirrhosis of the liver.
Did you have any questions?
I just want to tell Rose, way to go, girl. You're a great representative for what women bikers are all about, strength, courage. That's awesome.
Well, this,
thank you very
that
much.
Just happens to be from a lady who's talking. Her name is Diane. And, Diane, can you tell people what you do for fun on your bike?
I drag race.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yep.
Drag races.
It's very cool. And I also have glaucoma, and it's one of the sports I can do that doesn't put me in danger of looking around too much. And I'm totally supported by my husband, who's actually building me a new drag bike, and he's an awesome guy. First and foremost, I am my husband's wife.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
30 years today, actually. I don't know what we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio with our 30-year anniversary, but we've been in Vegas for 2 days, so we've definitely had a good time.
We're on our way home.
Hey, just keep driving there, buddy. She's doing all the talking right now. Obviously, in 30 years, you haven't learned anything.
Oh, he's learned a lot, trust me.
I'm kidding.
I learned something new this weekend.
What's that?
Rose, thank you so much for sharing your story. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And if you ever want to ride, check out Shadow and Diane Jones on Facebook and send me a message. I'd love to ride with you.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You can also see our Facebook page, Search Angels. That's one of our organizations we founded.
Okay.
Are you in California?
Yes, I am. I'm near Riverside.
Okay. We're in near Temecula.
Oh, you're very close. Very close.
Yeah, definitely. Give us a shout out on Facebook, and I'd love to get together with you.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, if you like, right. I'll exchange you guys' phone numbers.
Perfect. All right, well, we're going to check out here because we have the rest of the night to hang out. So
okay.
You guys be good. Have a
have
good
a glass
job,
of wine bro. And a fatty for me, will you?
Yeah, you bet, brother.
All right, talk to you soon.
I'll see you soon, all right?
Okay,
take
you
care.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Paul. How did you meet Rose?
We're both involved with the San Gabriel Valley Hog Group. And that's where I first met her. Is that correct, Rose?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's where we met.
Now, I think I first joined that in 2001 or thereabouts. Were you in it at that time or when you got your bike?
I joined when I got my motorcycle back in 2003, that summer.
Okay. Well, dang, it's been about 8 years and we, or no, I got to do my math, 9 years that we've known each other now.
Yeah, it's been a while, and it's always fun to run into you.
Yeah, well, thank you. You've always been a big supporter of mine. We went on a run one time, Phil, on this hill. It was a steep hill, and Rose picked the steepest part of the hill, the park. So I had the luck. I got lucky, and I got to move her bike for her. That's when I found out I didn't fit on soft tails. I looked like a monkey on a football or a circus bear. But she has a beautiful bike. And she's got this great pearl paint job that used to come stock. Does it still come stock on the new bikes, Rose?
I think it does. I think they have like three different shades, but mine is pearl white. And, yes, you were so wonderful to help me out on that event because my bike was the whole road was like in all different angles, and I'm thinking, great, how am I going to move this thing without dropping it? And, yeah, you're right. You did make my bike look kind of small.
But it's a, it's
we got another caller on 323. Let me see if they want to talk or just hang on. Hello, 323-867.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, I just wanted to add to Rose's. I'm actually her daughter, and both of my parents actually went through a transplant. My father a kidney, and my mother a liver, as you heard. And just being able to see both of them from the beginning stages to end, and you know, obviously recovering, has been pretty amazing. So anybody that's out there that you know is a donor, I just want to thank them also because it's impacted me and my brother, and obviously my daughter, which is her grandchild, and just everybody because now she's back to her full life, and it's been awesome to see that. So just you know, listening in, I got to listen to you guys for the first time too, and it's a pretty cool show. And I just wanted to say you know thank you, and you know keep fighting, Mom.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Miha.
You're welcome back anytime, and spread the word, please. That's how it
I
works.
Will.
Thank you. So I'll leave you unmuted if you have any other questions or anything you want to talk about.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Let me see. You're riding a Heritage Softail. Is that what I understand?
Yes,
Rose?
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And what made you decide to get that bike?
I decided because I have other girlfriends that ride, and they were kind of my mentors, and I had heard that that was really the best ride, and a lot of gentlemen kept encouraging me to get a smaller scooter, and I said no because I wanted to get what I wanted to get. You know, if I was going to buy a motorcycle, and by the way, it's the first motorcycle I've ever ridden, and I taught myself. I took the class to learn the safety riders course and a lot of help from my friends in the chapter, for example, just like Paul. And I eventually started to grow, and a lot of people had told me that if I had started with a Sportster or anything small, that eventually I would grow out of it. And I'm glad I listened because I thoroughly enjoy my Softail. The gravity is closer to the ground. I have these wide tires. It's a totally comfortable ride, and it's a beautiful bike, and I have no regrets. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, thoroughly.
And, Rose, you had it lowered, didn't you?
Yes, I did. In fact, I had slammed it down pretty low, but it got to a point where I was scraping everywhere I went, so I ended up raising it just a little bit in the rear. But it's still lowered. The front end is higher than the back end.
So you've earned that. I wrote a Big Daddy Never Walk the Same Again sticker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. The next time I see you, or if Paul gives you my email address, send me your address, and I'll make sure you get that.
Oh well, thank you.
Uh-huh. And then we got Nora. Did you have any other questions?
No, I know about the donor thing and stuff like that. Like I said, I lost my family to hepatitis C. I know the process and everything, but because of what my father, with his disease that he died from, I can never be a donor, you know, which is a hard thing because they're watching my mother and my brother die, you know. It would be a tremendous thing if I was able to be a donor, but unfortunately I can't.
Right. And some people, just to give you an update, some people have checked in on that movie, and they actually did some, the question was asked earlier, did they discuss the issues with law enforcement and stuff? And yes, they do. They address it in the movie itself. And then someone asked if they can listen without signing up in the show. They can listen as a guest. They can call in and listen without hitting number one, and you can listen to it too.
And we had another one that someone said people should be marrow donors too. I send my kit, a swab kit, you do it at home and send it in. Looking forward to helping. Thank you, swab. And thank you for, I'll pass that on, which I just did. And then Fran, somebody wrote, can they Skype or listen to the show for free? The show is
No, no, no. What I meant was people can Skype, you know, and it's a free call on Skype. But they don't have to sign in to hear the show. You know?
No, but I just want you guys to know that on Skype now, there's some things going on where when you Skype now, you give them permission to, they record whatever you're listening to, and if you participate, they record that also. So it's getting to the point where everything we do now, because the internet, all the fusion centers, everything goes through, they key in on words. And sometimes, like tonight, I'm really shocked that we're not being bugged with, we're being messed with tonight.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe they took a coffee break.
All I know is it's the first in a very long time. I can't even remember.
Right. And then Fran wrote, and it's true, some people sign in the country they live, they would be dead shortly after. We have one guy that sneaks in from China every once in a while. He isn't in tonight, but he usually sneaks in every couple, three weeks. But if they caught him in China, he would be killed. What I want to do is I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to play this song, and I'll be right back. So I'd like everybody to hold on and just check this out, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay, I got that. And then I just got a request for this. Let me knock this out of the way. This is Atticus 7. This is Rusty's album, dropped today, Blood of My Enemies. This one is track number 7. This is by Evan Seinfeld. And everybody needs to listen to this because it hits home for everybody.
What would you do if everyone you knew turned their back on you for something that wasn't true and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do? Something that didn't even have anything to do with you. But deep inside you always the hard, cold truth that the ones who claim to be your friends were never, ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true. The bullshit and lies you can see right through. Because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Because deep inside you always knew that this facade ain't nothing new. That all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise. But it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised. Because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies. Ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free. Because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension. Because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
Says it all right there.
Amen to that.
So, Rose, what's your next big trip?
My next big trip? I'm not sure yet.
Not going down to Mexico? Possibly, maybe.
No, I won't be able to make Rosarito. I can't leave the country. Not quite yet.
Okay.
But hopefully, maybe Vegas, the bike event up in Vegas, and of course. Huh?
I happen to be staying right there on Fremont Street at the Golden Nugget. I'll be in a suite.
Oh, really?
Just bragging. Oh, which, by the way, was given to me.
Oh, well, that's always nice.
Yes.
So we might consider Vegas or what else is coming up. I haven't been to the Reno Run yet. I'd like to do that one.
Okay.
Street Vibrations, that sounds like fun. But for sure, Palm Springs. That one's always nice, too. But I don't know. As far as the trip, I haven't really thought about it seriously, but it's been a while. A trip to Arizona would be nice.
Well,
nice
there's
ride.
A couple of – do you like fights?
I'm more into – I love boxing.
Okay. I got the thing for you. It's on August 18th. It's going to be in Chino Valley, and it's going to be at Doreen's Bar and Grill. And They're taking on all comers. If you'd like to sign up for the fight, I can arrange that for you.
Oh, okay.
I have four things I have to be at that weekend. One is in Riverside, one is in East LA, the other one is in Chino Valley, and the other one is in Mexico, but I'm partial to the Chino Valley one right now. One of my friends is from Mather Academy. He's coming down from Oregon, and he's bringing a couple of fighters, and he's actually going to fight in it. So,
wow.
I was invited to that.
Great, that sounds fun.
I'll send you an email, and I'll send. Well, I got your email. I'll send you the link to it, so you can go check it out if you like. Paul,
okay, sounds great.
So, Paul, we're going to Mexico. Are you going Friday or are you going Saturday morning?
Right now, it's either looking Friday afternoon or early Saturday.
Okay. Well, if you go Saturday morning, let me know, and we'll all ride down together.
Yeah, well, we'll pick you up there in Oceanside. Hey, Phil, you and I met a gentleman at Espinosa's Leather who's riding to Rosarito Beach and from Yankton, South Dakota.
Right.
And the gentleman's name's Bill. I didn't catch his last name, but he rode into L.A. and he met up with Martin Resendez. He contacted him from the Rosarito Beach Run, the founder,
and he brought him in Espinosa's, Bill. You both tonight, both you and I met him, and I just think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people, they say a lot of bad things about us, but it's all hype and bullshit. You know, if you guys want to humor me for a second, I got something. I don't know if you guys ever heard the opening of my show, but let me pop this and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck. That's straight.
And that was straight from my friend Mike P. Says it all right there. The media hype and the bullshit. And that laughing devil bullshit doesn't do us any help either with them clowns. But the bad part is nobody sees the good things that we do. I mean, Rose, I don't know how many donor things I've done. I got a charity thing coming up on Saturday. I don't know if I have to make an appearance there before I head down to Mexico, but it's for pediatric brain tumors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Going to be down in San Diego.
San Diego?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can send you a copy of the...
So what time are you going to have to be there?
That's like an 8 o'clock thing.
Wow.
I don't have to be
okay.
At Sweetwater until almost noon, so... They're taking care... I already talked to Anastasia. They're going to have my insurance and everything ready for me when I get there.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, all I got to do is sign and give my money. I tried to get it for free, but you know how that works.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, hold on one second. Hello. Did you have any questions or comments, Fran?
Well, when you're talking about bikers and so forth, just to give you an idea, I mean, I don't really look like I'm going to kill somebody. But when there's a motorist stranded, you know that I'm going to stop for him, especially if it's a woman. Coming into Post Beach, there's a woman broke down and stopped. And I'm far enough away, and she starts to freak out. You're only a mile from the traffic light into Ocean Beach. And it's amazing because, again, in broad daylight, she figured that I was going to do something to her. Like, really? You know. That it could hurt you, and you're worried about me stopping because you're broke down. So what did you get from her that her husband's on her way? I get on my bike, and I wait.
Sure.
I waited about 15, maybe 20 minutes. Her husband does show up. I look at her. She looks at me. She gives me the nod, and then I take off.
I'm on radio show.
And you know something? It's really sad when people are that afraid that we're going to actually hurt them. I mean, I wasn't wearing colors. I just my typical self. I guess maybe I should have worn a Halloween mask or something. Or, you know, hack, come up, whatever. But it's amazing the connotation and the thought pattern that people have about us. And it's a shame because each time that they do something and they, you know, bikers are this and bikers are that, not once do they consider Spanish bikers for a reason. All parts are usually pretty good, and they're usable. We just lost a biker Sunday, from a drunk that had no license, going on 15 the wrong way. We had a motorcyclist hit and hurt real bad today on I believe it was 8:05 this morning. We have bikers hit every day. And
well, I got news for you. Saturday on the way back, Tom, it was Bill, well, Seth and I caught the 805, and the rest of them weren't paying attention. They ended up going out to 94 to the 15 to the 805. And when Bill got to the 5, Bill went through first, but the guy in the silver car almost clipped Bill. Then he almost got the second guy, but he nailed the third guy. And right now it looks like it's going to be a road rage incident. He broke 7 bones in his foot. He got 22 stitches in the back of his foot. And his bike did a pinball off 3 cars and then off the median. We spent Saturday night at the hospital till about 10 o'clock. I was really impressed that that woman CHP stopped 2 lanes of traffic so we could make a U-turn because we came down the freeway the wrong way to get there. And she stopped 2 lanes of traffic so we could make a U-turn and go north.
That is impressive.
The guy on the bike was kind of pissed off, the motor cop, but she handled very well. We were more worried about what happened to him than anything else. And then once we found out that it was a road race, he was lucky that they let him go early. We ended up waiting for the tow truck to come and get the bike. But if we'd have got there first, that poor bastard would have had a rough day.
I'll tell you what, it would be a really nice thing. Since there would be her name on the accident report, it would be real nice if we sent her either a box of chocolates or a bouquet of flowers as appreciation and a thank you. I know that doesn't sound like much, but you know something? It's better than the pissant cop that to me. Well, you know, he's on a motorcycle, mind you. You know, you are hard to see. A guy almost hit me because he went across 3 fucking lanes. And when I said something to the motorcycle cop that was to the left of me, he says, and that's his answer? Well, you're hard to see? What? Good thing I'm going to the highway patrol meeting next month. I have a few things I have to clear up on this. But it is unfortunate that, again, the American public still views us as, you know, the Dirty Dozen or whatever you want to call us. They don't have a clue as...
Well, you know... Swat says, hold up, friend. We are not hard to see. There are no consequences for not seeing us.
Okay. So it's okay to throw us 3. Well, actually, technically, the guy was still wrong because legally, you are to give enough time in each lane prior to changing, which this person had not done. If I had been sleepy at the wheel or whatever you want to call it on my steering wheel, that son of a gun would have had me. So instead of me saying something to the officer, he would have been attending an accident report, and he would have made that accident report my fault because in that case, I would have hit him even though he encroached on my lane prior. Or not giving enough notice prior to changing lanes.
Uh-huh.
I still would have taken it on the nose. Now, when you're saying about the brain tumor, you know that I'm heavily involved with that organization.
Uh-huh.
I do the sign language, I do the parking, and I also am the traffic control. Boy, I have a few hats on that one. But you know what's interesting on that
when the families first came, and this goes back, I believe it was 07 was our first event, and the children can only ride in sidecars. And it, I mean, it stands to reason that they're very delicate. But the families get to ride also, and that's where we really appreciate trikes. And 1 year it was, we were so short that they even rode two up.
Uh-huh.
And the comment that a lot of the families had was, "You people don't even know us, and you're doing this for our children." And you know something? That's right, because that's who we are.
Right.
So it's really a shame that the American public has such a poor view.
Right.
Although the red and white that I stopped behind that had a dead engine kind of freaked out because he wasn't expecting a woman to offer assistance.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Life is interesting. It's interesting. It's fun, and we do what we do. You know. So. But,
right.
Now you're what events are you going to with the brain tumor at Kennedy or not Kennedy's at New York Mike's?
That's the one that Miriam sent me.
Ah. I'll tell you what, you talk about a woman that pours her heart and soul out and works. She goes to as many runs as she can. She works so hard to make sure that this Brain Tumor Foundation has a really good kickoff. I mean, I know this woman, and I know her son. Her son is such a gem. He really is. And he makes special jewelry. And personally, I would have people pay $10 instead of $5 a piece.
Right.
And that's how he makes his money for the Brain Tumor Foundation. We've been fortunate that most of our brain tumor students, kids, whatever you'd like to call them, have been able to stay with us. We've only lost a few. Something else that a lot of people don't understand about the Brain Tumor Foundation, we do not take any money off of this. None.
No, they don't.
Every penny goes into the Brain Tumor Foundation. Now, the other part of that is, I'm not sure if all of it or 70%, whatever, there's a certain percentage of it, it stays in our own county.
Yes, it does.
Because right now
they're going to have an acoustic benefit concert at the proceeds are going to go to the research for pediatric brain tumors. It's going to be at the Kearney Mesa Moose Lodge at 3636 Ruffin Road in San Diego. They're going to have dinner, music, and beverages, but the beverages aren't included. So they're going to have Southern Sugar, Lee Glass, Joshua Singleton, and Leanne Atherton. And for information on that, I'll put that link up in there too, in the chat room. I just put the link for to go to the fundraiser to get a hold of Miriam, and I'll put this other one in there right now. And it's also
okay,
got.
I'll put that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And see if we can rally some people to go to this one.
Sure.
This is the sad thing, is the American public, or actually a lot of just people in general, not just America, they have such a poor view of us. They don't see this side of us. They don't see when we mourn for ours. They don't see the celebration of life that we do for our fallen brothers and sisters. Whether we know them, whether we have ridden next to them, it does not matter. Because they're one of us.
Well, you know, Paul, are you still there? Paul? Paul.
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, I am.
Maybe you want to tell Fran about, see, Fran, we were going to do this event Sunday.
It was going to be called Hogwash. And basically, well, let me finish before you giggle. But basically what happened was the city shut them down at 5:45 on a Friday on their day off. So, Paul, maybe you'd like to explain to everybody what Hogwash was about and what it was going to entail and who it was going to tell the story about.
Okay. Hogwash is going to be a reality biker show, family show. And basically, in real life, comedian Gilbert Esquivel, he's done quite a few television shows. He's going to be, coincidentally, in November with Brad Garrett at the MGM Grand. He got Emilio Rivera started in acting, in comedy, excuse me. And so they're all bikes. So Gilbert decides he wants to get a bike. So he puts on Facebook riding behind some other guy going to go see a bike. And he got blasted. And he goes, he needs help in being a biker. So through the magic of running into Gilbert at a bike show where Martin was promoting the Rosarito run, Gilbert saying, wow, I've never been to a bike event. He was used to the old school lowrider days when the guys were holding up the wall and, you know, everybody was ready for a gang fight. But he was surprised at the families, the different clubs, everybody getting along, music. He'd never seen such a thing in his 50 years. So I'd been thinking of this show. I go, well, we need to go portray positive stories from the community. You know, we all work, we pay taxes, and we like to spend money having fun on the weekends and riding bikes. And you notice how the lowrider culture was melding with the bike culture. So basically, I included the Espinosas, as we talked about earlier. You go to their shop, they offer you a cold drink, and it's like a family hangout. Phil was there with us for about 4 or 5 hours, Phil, and then we just have fun just talking and watching all the bikes roll in and out.
Oh, man, I think I was there longer than that. It felt like when I left, it felt like I was leaving. I felt like I just got there and I was leaving already.
It was a great afternoon. Totally awesome.
Yeah, and that's the atmosphere we want to capture. And on Saturdays, they usually have a few bikes getting washed. So my intent was to do a bike wash, have Gilbert interviewing all the people getting their bikes washed, men and women, and basically asking them, why do you ride? Why did you come to Espinosa's? And what is your favorite charity? And so that was going to be our pilot, but that's still not going to stop us from filming. We'll have future events, Phil. We will let you know. But it was a blessing in disguise because at first we were only going to invite 100 select guests, but then we thought, well, we're going to get some hurt feelings, so, hell, let's just put it out there. And so that's when the city got hold of it and said, hey, too many people, because we're already thinking 500-600. And so it was a blessing in that we learned and then we saw all the support from our people that came on out anyways.
Right.
You saw that, Phil. We still had cold drinks. We had some good food, and we had camaraderie.
Well, you know, I was telling everybody earlier about what Gilbert Sr. did. You remember that? When I asked him for a Pepsi, and he said, just Coke. So I went in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wrapped a napkin around the can and put a little sticky on there that said Pepsi.
And that's the wise guy he is. We call him the daddy. And he's got three sons that ride, Curly, Larry, and Mo. And then they got a grandson, Gilbert III, we call G3 or Shemp.
Right.
We filmed the opening of our show so far, and it's just a pleasure to ride with these guys. I mean, three generations that ride, and they're all in the leather business. And Bernie from the County Boys, he'd never been to their place, and he used to work for the fire department, you know, less than 10 miles away. So that's our intent, educate the public, show them what's going on out there in the world and having fun. It's my passion, and I happen to live less than 2 miles from there, so it's always a pleasure to jump on my bike and go visit or have a production meeting. So we're not, you know, that was just the pilot. So we're going to start filming soon after Rosarito, getting back to our production meetings, and we're still having fun.
When you guys make that plan to go talk to who we talked about, run it by me first, will you, so I can see what's going on, and I can tell you.
Yeah, our next company will give you a call.
Sure.
We'll give you a call, but
you know, already that show has created buzz, and we have not aired anything just yet, but already the buzz is that coincidentally Martin, the Rosarito Beach founder, and the Espinoza family are in featured in this month's Revolucion magazine, and they're also going to be, Martin's going to be filmed by Easy Riders on the Rosarito run. So in another 2 or 3 months, there's going to be more buzz as we come out more publications. I'm more a behind the scenes guy. I just want to ride. As a union actor, I can't play any role. I can just be myself. But as a creator, well, you know, I want this show to fly. I want to create opportunities for the young folks and educate the public. You know, bikers come from all walks of life.
You know, just when being there, it was like going, to me, when I first pulled in there, it was like going to Bill's, you know, because you can get off your bike. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly, and that's what we do there. We just have fun, you know. And it's just a pleasure to meet different people and kick back. And I'm sorry you didn't get to see Emilio that day. It was a hot day. He just came in from San Antonio, so he hit the beach.
Right. Yeah, I got a text from him.
All right. And
he wants to go let off some steam. So we're planning on that one. I think I told you about.
Yeah, you let me know when you guys go. I'd like to join you.
No problem. I just gotta arrange to pick up the bowling pins, but we'll be all right from there after that.
Right on. But our show is going to be different than anything else I've seen on TV. I mean, the other shows, you know, it's not going to be scripted in the sense of any drama. That'll probably come pop up naturally. I'm just kidding. But for the most part, people say, you got to have drama on the show. I go, no, you don't. You can watch a travel show without that having to have conflict. You can watch a wine tasting show. You can watch a scene of Italy or scuba diving, you know. And our show is going to be about people that get together and ride. And then, again, we're going to feature different philanthropists in different stories, people like Phil and Bill and Randy and possibly Fran and whoever can make it up to our little studio, you know. So it's the show's almost going to ride itself. And, of course, we've met people from Europe on our ride, so and people come in from Europe to the Espinosas. And the Espinosas will be going to Japan in the fall. And so we want to tap that market and show them what we're about here in Southern California.
Perfect. You know, I just got a message from one of our listeners. Her name is Swat. And she says we ought to go into the competitions business because it's a leather business, but it turns out to be S&M leather.
Oh.
I cast the characters here, I'm telling you. Never a dull moment around here, guys. But
yeah, no kidding. Hey, Phil, but one thing I didn't tell you about Espinosa's, ever since I met him in 2001, his prices haven't changed.
No.
It's amazing.
That guy, I'm telling you, he was such a straight shooter. I went and I picked up a few items, and I put my money on the counter, and he basically told me, put it away. He wouldn't take it. He wouldn't let me pay for shit.
Well, see, he appreciated you spending some gas money to get to go see him.
But that was no problem. If I got some place to go where I know it's going to be a nice day and I'm going to get respected and I give respect back, I'm there.
Right on, you know, and that's pretty much all walks of life. You give respect. It's that simple.
Absolutely. I even got a question on who the Dynamob was. You know, the shirt I had on, that shirt was sent to me from, Nora sent me that from Chicago. And it's,
yes, I did.
It's a local group back there, and those guys are pretty cool. And I got asked a couple of times where the chapter was and stuff like that, but I just told them, hey, it's a shirt somebody sent me, and if somebody sends me something or gives me something, I'm going to promote it for them. Rose,
that is a polo shirt. Sorry.
So, Rose, you plan on going to Vegas, you said, correct?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'll have to see how that works out, but it sounds like fun. It usually is fun.
Yeah, and, well, what we'll do is we'll stay in touch because we'll pick you up on the way.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to go,
sounds
right?
Really good.
I don't know just yet. Is that October?
No, it's the end of September. The last weekend in September. The last weekend in September.
Wow. Well, I can't say just yet. Can't spill the beans and can't knock on wood. Don't want to jinx the big
I'm not going to pull a gun on you right now, but we'll talk.
Yeah, I'm up for a big project, and so we'll see.
Okay, perfect. And then, well, right now we're down to the last 3 minutes. I would like to say everybody that I would appreciate, and I do appreciate everybody calling in. And if anybody has anything that they'd like to talk about or get out there, we can do that too. And I welcome you all back Thursday, and anytime you want to come in. And Paul, I think we ought to get together here Tuesday and give a critique on what happened in Mexico over the weekend.
All right.
And then, Rose, I'm sorry you can't get out of the country yet, but I think you're going to miss a good time because what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, just like Vegas.
Yes, it does. I understand it. No worries. I'm sure you'll be sharing a lot of things with all of us when you get back.
The only thing is I might start the skull ceremony again over there with those guys. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Okay.
Bill,
you guys,
who's
going to
judge the weightlifting contest, you or Bill?
Me.
All right. Well, you'll have fun. It's a throwback to in the 60s when I was a kid saying, dang, I want to grow up and be a biker.
Trust me. I have no problem doing that. I've done it before. Cold Pepsis are always welcome to buy my vote. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take us out with a friend of mine. His name is Charlie Baker. He has a song. It's on bakersongs.com. It's called Ride. And when you hear this song, it makes you just want to go out and ride your bike. So I'm going to tune this on. I once again, I thank everybody for being here. And I'll let Charlie take us out with this.
All right. Thank you.
Air is good on.
night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, Bill.